crossroads. Chris was alone, sitting on a bed in a ward. His muscular body was still recovering from the tragedy that had haunted him since then. His smooth face and his curly black hair did not hide his sadness very well. Staring at his injured limb, he sighed. A series of images hit him, ghosts of the past that he would rather forget, and a stream of tears rolled down from his swollen red eyes. His dream was shattered, his right leg was broken, and so was his heart. Chris couldn't help but remember that fateful day.
All right, let's do this.
Taking the ball that his teammate had passed to him, Chris advanced. Instinctively, he evaded the two opposing defenders that charged at him, skillfully guided the ball towards the penalty area. Staring at the goal, he shot. The ball flew into the goal like a bullet. He was panting but smiling. He turned to his cheering parents. That was his very first match. He was only primary two, but from that moment on, he knew soccer was going to be his lifelong passion.
Your son has great potential. That's the kind of talent we're looking for. With proper training, he'll be a star one day.
Mr. Lee, the coach, told Chris's parents with anticipation in his eyes.
I want to play more football. It's fun.
Chris was standing behind the trainer, feeling happy after his first goal. Seeing how enthusiastic Chris was, the adults gave him approving smiles.
It seems like holding on to football isn't the best choice for you. Your talents in science is an envy for a lot of people.
Jean said, it has been 6 years since Chris fell in love with soccer. Chris and his best friend were sitting at McDonald's, talking over lots of things.
You know I love football, Jean. I've spent a lot of time training myself. I truly want to be a professional someday.
Chris answered, looking at John right in his eyes.
You're training for 10 hours a week. A lot of time is quite an understatement.
John joked.
But seriously, those pros are only playing for several years. Then they're quickly forgotten by everyone. Ronald was famous for 5 years. Now no one cares about him. Of all the careers you can pick, you choose football. I'm not sure about that.
Jean was concerned.
It's always been my choice from the beginning. I chose this role, and I'm not giving up. I will be the best footballer in Hong Kong.
Chris assured staunchly.
Oh, he's the eternal optimist. I guess no one can stop you now. Looking forward to your autograph.
Jean smiled. Chris has always impressed him, not just because of his exceptional football skills, but also his ability to always look at the bright side of everything.
And Chris steals the ball. Fantastic! I gotta tell you, he's only 16, but he's got great potential!
The commentator was shouting uncontrollably. The crowd was cheering for the final match of the Asian Youth Football Championship. Team Hong Kong, under the leadership of Captain Chris Wong, won several matches that they weren't initially favored to win. Determined to win at all costs, they're now facing South Korea, last year's champion. The ball followed an erratic pattern under the clever footwork of Chris, throwing Team SK into confusion and the spectators into amazement.
Alright, let's do this!
He was 20 yards away from the goal. His agile body danced past two SK defenders, taking the ball with him. He was ready. He could see the spectators standing up, hear the ground trembling under their screams.
Just like usual.
He thought to himself.
I'm not sure about that.
Suddenly, John's words jumped into his mind, forcing his eyes off the goal. Instantly, everything came into his mind. The spectators' cheers, the gaze of his teammates, the words of John, the hopes of becoming the best player. The dam opened. Random thoughts rushed into his head. He stepped onto the ball while it was rolling ferociously towards the goal. The first thing he felt was an agonizing pain, followed by a loss in balance. He fell onto the pitch, and his vision slowly blurred under the gaze from the thousands of silenced spectators.
Your injuries aren't serious. I expect a full recovery in 2 weeks.
The doctor informed Chris, who was lying on a bed in the hospital.
Hey, John.
Chris immediately recognized his best friend as he walked in.
Chris, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's been saying that. But thanks anyway.
Chris sounded a little annoyed.
It's not just that.
Jean continued.
Remember when I told you that professional players' careers don't last long?
He paused as Chris was looking at him, surprised.
You're on your bad. But maybe now's the time to move on.
Chris replied with silence as John left. Seeing the customary gets well soon, he immersed himself in deep thought.
Should I quit?
He spoke his mind out loud.
Maybe your friend's right. Professional football just doesn't work in Hong Kong.
A doctor interjected. Chris turned to one side, hiding his tears from the staff. It was 10 at night. Despite the doctor's advice, Chris was still awake, alone, sobbing quietly in the lightless ward. His passion for football and his friend's suggestions were tearing him apart. Without him noticing, the door was opened.
Chris?
He heard a familiar voice. Raising his head, he saw a figure walking towards him. Turning on the lamp next to his bed, it was Mr. Lee, his coach.
What's wrong?
He gently asked.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
Chris told Mr. Lee his inner struggles in a muffled voice. His quiet sobbing turned into uncontrollable crying. As Mr. Lee sat next to him, he leaned towards his coach, seeking comfort.
I embarrass myself, my team, and Hong Kong. I can't forgive myself. I can't go on.
12 years of training, and it all ends because of one single mistake in a match. Your teammates understand and are eager for you to return.
Mr. Lee encouraged.
We all know you are a great player. We all know you love football. Please, we are not giving up on you. Don't give up on yourself.
People always say that professional footballers have no future in Hong Kong. Then I should focus on my studies. Football can be a hobby, but it can never be a lifelong profession. Have I reached the end of my journey in the world of football? Should I give it up before it's too late?
It's your life, Chris. No one else can tell you how to live. Your journey only ends when you say it does. Listen to your heart, Chris. I know it's telling you to keep going. If you have the will, then no one can stop you.
Mr. Lee reached into his pocket and took out a piece of paper.
There's going to be a tournament a month from now,
Mr. Lee said, with anticipation in his eyes.
We want you to lead the team.
I...
Remember, no one else can tell you how to live out your life.